USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump has a message for some Democratic governors who are taking their time when it comes to reopening their states.
The people want to go back. The numbers are getting to a point where they can, and there just seems to be no effort on certain blue states to get back into gear.
Senate Democratic leader from New York, Chuck Schumer, is warning about a looming economic catastrophe in the United States. Speaking on Capitol Hill, Schumer says the national crisis that continues to grow needs additional legislation.
The new bill should be big and it should be bold. And that's what the House is working on right now, while the Senate, under Leader McConnell's leadership, dithers.
The U.S. is surpassing the 80,000 mark in coronavirus deaths. Data from Johns Hopkins University shows the new milestone, while over 1.3 million people have tested positive for the virus in the United States. This is USA Radio News.
Balance of nature. Changing the world, one life at a time.
I've had a lot of really great days back-to-back, which has been a huge blessing. Even my doctor told me, because they asked me to bring everything in that I take on a daily basis. He was very encouraged by seeing what I was taking, and he said he didn't care how many I had, and he said it's food. And the form that it in was something that he was very, because he's an avid learner, and he's always researching, and he's always excited to see new things. And he told me, this will be good. This will help you immensely with the nutrition that you need.
Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Start your journey to better health today by calling 1-800-246-8751 or by going to balanceofnature.com. And make sure to receive this special radio offer by using discount code USA.
New York City has identified more than a dozen children in hospitals that have a rare illness connected to COVID-19. As far as the symptoms in children, Dr. Mark Siegel says,
the key with kids is when they get COVID-19, they are either asymptomatic almost all the time or they get very mild symptoms. So you can't look for the rip-roaring shortness of breath and cough. And this is a post-viral problem. It's not the virus itself. They may have had the virus weeks before, and then bang, they get this syndrome. You have to look for kids that have an upset stomach, a sudden rash, red eyes, and are having problems with their breathing and swollen legs. Those are the characteristic symptoms.
The Supreme Court is tackling the thorny issue of tribal sovereignty. Justices are hearing oral arguments on whether the state of Oklahoma can prosecute a crime that happened in disputed territory between the state and Muscogee Creek Nation. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here are some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at youmove.com, spelled youmove.com.
Lawmakers continue to react to transcripts released from the Russia collusion investigation. USA Radio Network's Wendy King has more on the story.
Transcripts have been released of the House Intelligence Committee investigation of Russian interference in the 2016 presidential election. Ranking member Devin Nunes on Sunday Morning Futures.
We had a strategy here that we wanted to get every single person that we interviewed, whether or not they knew of any evidence of collusion, coordination, or conspiracy between the Trump campaign and the Russians.
Churches are looking for guidance from governors regarding reopening during the coronavirus pandemic. Now, as states slowly and safely begin to reopen, one of the things we're starting to see is some smaller churches practice social distancing and allow worship to take place on Saturday or Sunday. Georgia Republican Congressman Doug Collins is a former pastor, and he tells Fox News why it is important to get back to worshiping in person.
I think we're getting close to it. I think that you're seeing a lot of unique ways of that happening. But we do need to get back to a certain point where our churches can reopen. They can take the precautions that need to be. Online church is great. Church outside is great. But there's something about a fellowship when you are able to get together and do it properly and do it in a way that there's just a family feel, as you well know, that family of our church families that we need to get back together so we can start rebuilding and start growing again as our communities come together.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.